Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are wrapping up a great week today with two wonderful servant leaders and friends of mine, Wally and Barbara Rendell. Man, if you want to learn about how to raise godly children, have a Christian home, if you want to learn about the gift of hospitality, the unknown fruit of the Spirit, if you want to hear about a great nonprofit that spreads joy and hope all throughout Jessamine County, you need to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can catch these 14-minute programs that we've had with Wally and Barbara Rendell. There's just been some real nuggets of wisdom in there that would really bless you, so I want to encourage you to check those out, share those with a friend, follow us on iTunes or Podbean. And you can get those sent to you each day after our last recording on WJMM. But I know you'll be blessed by listening to their programs. Well, Wally and Barbara, as we wrap up today, one of the things I want to talk to you about and get some wisdom from you for our audience is talk some about the similarities, Barbara, between raising great kids and leading and building a great church.
Okay, Wally, I quote him. And I may not quote him exactly, but it's sort of like this. In the church, he said, and he got this, I think, from actually someone else, but but it's still good. Good
stuff. All us pastors borrow stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
It was something out that you could kind of state the mission as bring them in, build them up, train them up, and send them out. That's what you do that over and over in the church. That's how the church should work. And I said, well, you know, that's very similar to raising kids, and that we bring them into this world. We want to build them up in confidence and wisdom. And then we train them up in the admonition of the Lord. And then we release them, send them out, and let them go do their thing where they do this again. So that's the way children, that's the life cycle. And so it's in the church, but it also is in the home. And I think that's a very good similarity, you know. And the Lord, of course, he knows a lot about raising kids. And, you know, the Bible speaks about raising children and that bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. And when they're old, it will not return to you void anyway. Yeah. They will keep it.
Yeah, they won't depart from it. They're going to stay with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's so true. You know, I know that a lot of parents talk to me about they, you know, struggle with having their kids go. But, man, I'm glad that my mom, even though my dad didn't become a follower of Jesus till he was 50, and thankfully the Lord transformed him in the last 24 years of his life. Nobody loved Jesus more than my dad. But I'm thankful that I had a mom that made me go to church. And even in college when I was a little bit rebellious, I still showed up and I still quote some of the scriptures that I heard Wayne Smith say, Isaiah 55:8-9, and weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And,
right.
And Wally,
yes.
Half the battle is just showing up, right?
Yeah, being
there.
That's right, being faithful. And that's what the Apostle Paul required of a steward, that he be found faithful. And, you know, that song that Steve Green sang, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. And may the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. The lives we live inspire them to obey. May all who come behind us find us faithful. And that's no more, it's so vital in the church where we bring them in, build them up, train them for, and send them out. But certainly in the home with children, that we bring them into this world, as Barbara said, we bring them up, we build them up in the faith, we train them for life and ministry, and then we send them out. One of the things that kind of happened to us, you know, we didn't know what our children were going to do, but they love the church, and they love the Lord, and they have a heart for ministry. So we've sent them out. Well, our son's a pastor in Las Vegas, all the way out in Las Vegas, and our daughter's married to a pastor in Atlanta. I wish they were closer.
Absolutely.
I wished our grandkids were closer, but they are where we know the Lord wants them to be. We sent them out. Mm-hmm. And now they're sending a little personal note on this, if I may. Our oldest grandson, Keaton Rendell Stone, graduated from Strong Rock Christian School this year down in Atlanta. That's Jody's oldest. That's our oldest grandson. And he's enrolled this fall to attend Johnson University. That's down at the Knoxville area. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be studying for ministry. So here it is, you know. You know, we bring them in, build them up, train them for, and now he's being sent out, going to study ministry at Johnson University, and there's no telling where he'll end up. But the same thing that goes on in the church when we bring them in, build them up, train them for, and send them out is what happens in the Christian home, I think, ideally.
I said, I think raising children, giving people opportunities to serve, serving others, it's a Christian thing. Serving others is a worship thing. Maybe raising children, serving others, hospitality, and giving hope, all the things we talked about this week, maybe they're really all a part of those fruit of the Spirit. Mm. You know, Wally can quote, he can just rattle them off.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a preacher. Love, joy. Love, joy, faith. love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, endurance, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I believe, Greg.
Amen. You got them, brother.
I got all nine of them.
You got them.
Yeah.
You got them.
But, you know, that fruit of the Spirit. Yeah.
I think about some of the things that we've talked about this week. And if you want to serve others and you want to be like Jesus, then you'll be serving others. That's what he did. And then you'd be willing to be interrupted.
Ooh, say that again.
You got to be willing to be interrupted.
Wow.
You know, I know I talked to Wally this, and we see this over and over again. When somebody needs you, they need to be loved on. They need to be listened to. They need it now. And you may have to toss your schedule right out the door. You may have to say, oh, I had planned on mowing the yard this afternoon. I had planned on doing this.
I'm watching that ball game tonight.
Yeah.
Or trying to get that sermon at the last minute.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Been
Greg,
there.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But we got interrupted, and that's when the greatest ministry can take place sometimes.
Yes.
And whether it might be when you're walking through the grocery store, and this lady is in real need. She begins to, or you have the guts to say, what's wrong?
Yes.
And you know it's going to lead to more.
Right, right.
But it's being willing to be interrupted is when you really do your greatest service and your greatest ministry sometimes.
Yes.
And
I think just a note too, that because I think that's so important. I remember reading one time that somebody said it was at the points of interruption in Jesus' life, that's when ministry took place. Mm-hmm. You know, the woman at the well, or the woman with the issue of blood tugs on his garment. But somebody just noted that it was at the point of interruption. That's where ministry took place for Jesus. And I think, Barbara, that is true.
I think another big great example is the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
And the man who came along and took care of him, he took his time. He may not have had a whole lot, but it is believed that he probably used his garments as the bandages. He made ripped those up into bandages and for the man. And maybe in today's terminology, he left his credit card to say, take care of that man.
Yeah.
And we don't know that man had a lot, but he took care of him. And life was interrupted at that time. But he took his time and took care of him. And I think through, whether it be my Scatter Joy ministry, through Bridges, through any of these ways of serving others, you know, I think about Barbara Burton going into that jail ministry the first time and how that has interrupted her life every 2 weeks ever since. But yet she's willing to do that, to be interrupted for love's sake. Mm. And how will they know that we love them if we won't take time? How do they know we care? I think the same thing when raising kids. if we can't take the interruptions when they come and say, but Daddy, I need you to do this now. I need you now, you know, and you turn off the news or that ball game and take time. What shows any more that you love or care about them than that? You know, showing hospitality. There's times whenever I could do a lot of other things, but I know how important it is. I know the need, the needs that are out there. Wally and I took him with me on one of my Scatter Joy ministry calls just recently that took several hours out of the day because we had to go from one utility company to another utility company to another to get the rental people on the line. To all this took, and the lady had to be at the hospital by 4 o'clock to check in. There's just, and I think, hey, my life is nothing compared to what these people are going through right now. Mm. You have to, if you want them to know we're Christians through our love and our way of caring, then take time. Time, it's inconvenient.
Absolutely.
A lot of times to take care of these people.
Sure it is.
But
how do you spell love? T-I-M-E, right?
Time. Hey, that's right. And love is, you know, love is a verb. Love is something we do, and so that means, you know, that we take time. But, you know, that's very, very important, and we live in a, you know, a world that's so hurried today, and people, you know, they just don't have time, and or they want time for themselves. But in other words, a willingness to be interrupted and to go that extra mile, I guess. You know, what was the old saying? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right.
And I think that was one of the great ways in this racially charged and divisive world in which we live that we can speak to it is through, you know, just selfless love. Mm. And that's the thing that makes Christianity what it is, because it's Jesus.
I just hope that everyone will seize an opportunity to serve. Seize it.
Yes.
Do it now.
Mm.
Carpe diem. You know.
Seize the day.
And take time now. Allow for interruptions. Allow your schedule to be changed if that's what it takes. And I think about Proverbs 3:27-28 says, never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now.
Mm.
And love is an action. It's an action word. You got to do something. If you really do love people, then you have to do something. You have to do something about their needs. You have to do something about telling them about Jesus.
Yes.
And I think it is our responsibility. And hopefully every one of us out here will know, if you feed those who are hungry and take care of the needs of those who are troubled, then your light will shine in the darkness, and the Lord will always lead you. He will satisfy your needs in dry lands. He'll take care of you if you take care of others.
Amen. That's Isaiah 58:10. Wow, what a great week with Wally and Barbara Rendell. I'm blessed to call them my friends and two of my heroes of the faith. You got to follow them on Facebook, Wally Rendell, Barbara Rendell. We'll have their information on our podcast. But, man, two truly servant leaders. If you want to learn how to make a difference with your one and only life, I hope you'll check out all the programs that we had them on earlier this week. You will truly be blessed. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.